Today is Zvachim Daf Sadi. We're learning today the Zecher Nishmas Yachna Bas Avigdor, whose yurt site is today Dalad Adar Rit Aleph. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are on Pei Tesam Avigdor, the last one, Leinika Tanai. Basically, we're trying to find, we had the din of Ravina Bar Shila. Ravina Bar Shila said, right, Ravina Bar Shila had said that a Muri Kachikalim, the limbs of the Kachikalim went out of the, they went out, they were Yotze, the Pnei Zrikas Damim, then they're Pasul. Right? Then they're Pasul. Even though eventually they they're Pasul. Fine. So Gemara says, Lame Ketanai, let's say that the din is this din of whether or not they Murim that go out before the Muri Kachikalim that go before Zrikas Damim are Pasul is a Machlokas Tanai. So again, let's just review certain rules. Okay, when it comes to Mi'ilah, we have three things that go on. You have certain Karbanos that the Korban Olah that's completely burned on the Mizbeach. Now they have an Isser Mi'ilah right away when you are mocked, when you're mocked with them, until you complete the Malacha. Until the Malacha is complete, they are Mi'ilah. There's Mi'ilah. It's cool color on the Mizbeach. Then you have Kachik Kachim that the Basar is eaten by the Kohanim, like a Chatos and an Asham. So they are Usser Mi'ilah from the moment that they are Mukdash until the blood is thrown. Once the blood is thrown, then the emurim, which is the stuff that's supposed to go up on the mizbeach, they retain mi'ilah status, but the basar, which is mutar b'achila, they're no longer called kachay Hashem, and therefore, since the kohanim are allowed to eat it, and therefore, once you get, if someone gets hanah from it, there's no mi'ilah, they're out of the realm of kachay Hashem. The third case we're talking about now is kachay kalim, and those are eaten by the owners. So there's no isra mi'ilah at all until the blood is thrown. But once the, because they're not considered kachay Hashem, because they're kachay kalim. They're going to be eaten by the owners. So once, but once the blood is thrown, so then on the emurim, which are going to be burnt on the mizbeach, they also obtain the status of kachay Hashem. So there's meila on them, but the basar, which is mutar l'achila, there is no meila. So the mishnah that we're going to quote now, this is a mishnah in meila on Daf Vav Amud Beis, is dealing with the case of the emurim of the kachay kalim that went out of the azara prior to zrika. And there apparently is a machlokas here whether the Zrika works to give the Emurim the status of Kachay Hashem, and then they would have Me'ilah. Let's look at the Mishnah. Emuri Kachay Kalim Sheyatsu Lifnei Zrika's Damim. Emuri Kachay Kalim, they went out prior to Zrika's Damim. Rabbi Lezer Omer Ein Moalim Behen. Rabbi Lezer says if you get Hanan from them, there's no Me'ilah. Why? Because once they went out of the Azara prior to Zrika's Damim, the Zrika no longer works to establish upon them the concept of Kachay Hashem for you to be Moel. The Ein Chayav Malei Mishapigol Nosar V'Tameh. Meaning, if the actual carbon itself became either Pigol, Nosar, or Tameh, let's say, the carbon became Pigol, it's a Rashi. If the carbon became Pigol, that meaning everything else was done correctly, and you eat this meat, there is, bless you, there is no Isra Karis of Pigol. But the blood doesn't work for these. Same idea when it comes to Nosar. If it was, these Emurim were left over, past the time when you allow to eat the meat, there's no fear of curry. The blood doesn't work on these. And also, if you tame, if you ate these emurim when you were tame, there's no fear. I mean, the blood has no, the zrikas adamim has no impact on these things that went out, right, on these emurim that went out prior to zrikas adam. Then once you do the zrikas adam, it doesn't do anything. They're not, you don't have pickle nose or tame. Rekiva says, molin behen. Yeah, the emur kachikam that go out before shikas damim, there is meila. The chayavim alayhem mishapil notes of a tamei. So you see, so my lav with the hader alin uplivi. We must be dealing with the case, right? Probably dealing with a case where they came back in. In other words, they went out, you threw the blood, and then they came back in. And at the time of the tzara, they went out, they came back in, and then you threw the blood. Meaning, at the time of the zrika, they were in the azara, right? Rash, that's how Rash says. Right, my lav the. Even though they were inside during the Zrika, Rabbi Lezer says that since once they go out, there's Pasul Yotze. Nothing works on them. The same is in the din of Rabbi Law. Right? My lab, the Hadar Ilu Pligi, Bahab Pligi, this is what the Machlokas says. The Mar, Rabbi Lezer, Savar, Mitzvah Biyotze, the Muri Kachikalim that go out before Zrika's Domin, Apostle Biyotze. Even if they come back in, therefore the Zerika doesn't work for them. That's exactly like Rabbi Law. Umar Sav, Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo mitzvah b'yotzei. They don't have a psul yotzei. They go out, they can come back in. So if the zrika was done when they were in back inside, okay, it's a good zrika. So Amar Papa, no, no, no. V'dahadar alinu kuyam alopigi. If they came back inside, there's no machlokas. What does it mean there's no machlokas? Which way does it go? So Rashi here says that, oh, not Rashi, but quoted from some people, there are two ways to learn it. This way they learn here, and they already learned in Tosos, not Papa. But we'll learn the way over here. If they came back inside to the Azar before Zrika's done, both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva are not Folk, and they say that the Zrika is going to work. There's no full Yotze. Comes back in because a Muri Kachikala that go outside are not Nifso. And that's against Ravina Bar Shiva. Tosos and Afrabab says, no, he learned it the other way around. They both agree they don't like Ravina Bar Shiva. But that's going to go the way we learned it here. Not like the Rabbi Shlava. Hakka b'di isnu avraibdihi. But here the machlokas for Lezer and Akiva is when the Emurim are outside of the Azara during the time of the Zrika's done. Right? They're outside. They go outside, and the Zrika's done when the Emurim are still outside. Ubaha pligi. And here's the machlokas. The Mar, Rabbi Lezer's going to hold, Ein Zrika Moelas Yosi. An inside Zrika can't work for something that's outside. Ein Zrika Moelas Yosi. Umar, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Zrika Moelas Yosi. Zrika will work. Who cares if it's outside? The Zrika will still work. Gemara says, wait a second. How can Rav Papa say this? Rav Papa says the exact opposite, explaining another Makokas. What's that? Well, Rav Papa de Amar. Rav Papa says that the Makal is someplace else. Where is this someplace else? It's a Gemara Menachas and Daphne Zayin at base. Over there, what you have the Shtei HaLechem. You have the kinds of the Shtei HaLechem that are brought on Shavuos. With them, you bring two kvasim for a shlamim. So the din is that the shtei halechem become mutter to eat when you throw the blood of the two kvasim, right? And there we also have a machlokas in Lezer of Akiva. What happens if you took the shtei halechem outside of the azara between the shkita of the kvasim and the zrika? You know, they're outside of the azara during the zrika of the kvasim, and the kvasim that were inside become pigel. So now is there pigel on the shtei halechem as well? They were right. That's the case over there. Rabbi Lezer says that the Shtei Alechem do not have pigle, and Rabbi Kiva says the Shtei Alechem do have pigle. Same machlokas we have here. And what happens? And over there, Rav Papa says, "Well, Rav Papa da Amar b'di'asnub avrai, when the Shtei Alechem are outside during the Zrikas Adam kulei amelo pligi, then they both agree that the Zrika doesn't work. But the machlokas is b'dalino l'gavai pligi. The machlokas is when it's inside. Well, that's the opposite here. We said here the machlokas is when they're outside. When they're inside, they all agree either that it's no good or that, but it's the complete opposite." So the Gemara says, you can't compare the two cases. You see right away the difference between two cases. The Gemara jumps at it right away. It's two different entities in the Gemara Menachos. One is totally with the other, but it's a different entity. You have the Keves and the Shtei Alechem. By our case, the Emurim and the Kachin Kalim are part of the Karbon that's being taken care of inside. So that's the distinction the Gemara's going to jump on right away. He says, honey, Mili, over there where honey, Mili, Gavish, Shtei Alechem, the Lab, Bupi, the Zivcha. It's not the actual part of the Zevach. Because the Shtei Alechem aren't part of the Zevach that the blood is thrown. They're a korban by themselves. Therefore, if they're outside during the Zrika, no one's going to say that the Zrika works for it. There's nothing connecting it to the inside. Aval Emurim, but Emurim Kachakalim that go outside, the Gufei de Zivchahu. That's the Zevach. That's the one part of the korban that's being offered. They're chelek from the Gufa korban. So there are puppets in the hole, but the Isnu of Rai Pligi. And there the machlokas is only going to be when they were outside during the Zrika. But if they're inside during the Zrika, they're inside during the Zrika, then the Zrika will work. If the folks who stay Alechem, if they're outside, everyone agrees the Zrika doesn't work. If they're inside, there's a machlokas, because it's not part of the carbon. So the Rashi. Rashi has explained it better than I did. Right, the horror of Papa who the Amma Bimenachas Perakatrelis Gabishte Lechem, so Yotsu Bain Shlito is Rika, the Pligi Namer of Kiva, Lezer of Kiva. He says, but Isnu Avrai Kuli Amro Pligi. Like we said before, the Loma Hani is Rika. Everyone agrees that if they are outside, this Rika doesn't work. He says, why? The Lav Gupe de Zipahi. The Bizrikas Kivasim Kamishtari, the Lav Gupu. It only becomes kosher via the Zrika of the Kwasim. But it's not part of the Kevis. It's a different carbon. Hilka called the Isnu Avrai, so long as it's outside, Modur of Akiva, the Lomahanu is Rika. Akiva doesn't agree that this Rika doesn't work. Yeah, I think we've done this a few times. I don't think we've seen this Gemara, though, before.
putting it all together.
Well, we've seen Rabbi Law. We've mentioned a few times. He was on Dafa Vav. We haven't mentioned it. You have to compare the two sugars. That's why Tosas has an issue with what's going on between here and there. It came up again. Listen, we all know that certain conversations repeat themselves over and over and over and over again. So, the Mishnah says as follows, that the ophos, the birds, come before the menachos. We said why? Because the birds have blood. The birds are not a zebachim, mine dummy. They have blood. So the Gemara says, adarava. The other way around, menachos should come before the birds. Why? Shekein yeshnan ketzibur kviyachit. Because they have a different milah. They have a milah that the korban mincha can come as a korban tzibur and a korban yachid. Because you have there's a mincha that you bring yourself, and then there's the mincha's omer and the shtei alechem, which are menachos that are korban tzibur. And the oaf can never come as a korban tzibur. For it says, no, afilu hachi, nevertheless, mine damim adipe. The fact that the birds have blood, that makes it more kadosh. And therefore it should go first. Next. The Mishnah then mentioned, right, so this points out, the Tosos and Menachos on Daf Mem-Tes, he says, the idea, okay, blood is more close. Why? Is it Svara? He says, no, it's not Svara. He says, we can learn this from a din in Menachos on Daf Mem-Tes. In Menachos Daf Mem-Tes, we say that the Tamid, similar to what we said here, the Tamid Shal Shachar comes before everything else. And we said that, we learned it here from it says, V'arach Alel Ola, that the Tamid is Kodim even before the Minchas Chavitin. And the Minchas Chavitin, Menachos, is also before every day. It's born every single day. So we learned the kind of tadir, but there's no tadirus when it comes to the korban tamid and the mincha chavitin. Yet we learned that the korban tamid comes first. Why? Why would the korban tamid come before the mincha chavitin? The Tosafot over there says, you must know the reason is because mine damim adipim. He's learning it out from the pasuk. And the pasuk says that the korban tamid comes before the mincha chavitin. It has nothing to do with tadir. But they both come every day. So if the korban tamid comes first, it must be because it has damim, and therefore you can apply that over here. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was the minchas chote, right? Mincha of the chote. I guess you have the korban all over here, and you bring a mincha. You can bring a mincha. Minchas chote. She comes before the minchas nedava. Why? Because the minchas chote comes to give you kapara for a sin. So the Gemara says adarabo. It should be the other way around. Minchas nedava kodama should come first. She came to una shemen alavona because it has more to shemen alavona. We saw that concept when it came to the shlamin. The shlamin came before something because it had all these extra things. And Rashi says, "Afilu hachi." Nevertheless, minchas kol tehabal lachil atifa de mincha teres, because it provides kapara, and kapara is clearly more important than bringing the shemen and lavona. The Gemara says, "Ibaylu." The following suffix: we have before us a mincha sota. That's the mincha that the husband brings. The kor mincha the husband brings when he brings his wife to the sota. Or minchas nadava, and we have a voluntary mincha that's being brought. Eza mehen kodemus, which is first. So what does it start him? Should we say that the minchas nedava kadma why shekain tugun Hashem and lavona? It has these extra things, but the minchas sota doesn't have that. Not only that, the minchas sota is brought from barley, it's not even brought from wheat. So it's maybe that's the lesser thing. Odilma minchas sota kadma. Maybe we should say the mincha of the sota should come first. Why shekain ba'al levarer avon? Because it's coming. It's not coming to give kapara for a sin, but it's coming to clarify a situation. It's coming to clarify. Whether or not she was Zana, because it doesn't necessarily always work that way if he has an Avedra. But if it's coming to clarify whether her stomach can blow up or she could not, it's coming to clarify whether she's Chaya. The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. Right? Our Mishnah says that Minchas Kote Kodemes la Minchas Nadava. That the Minchas Kote comes before the Minchas Nadava, so we say Minchas Kote who the Kabbalah Minchas Nadava, but the Minchas Sota low. But the Minchas Sota does not come before the Minchas Nadava. The Gemara says, wait a second, Mikatani. Why are you saying that? Mikatani mipneishim mikaperes. Does our Mishnah give a reason and says that the reason why the Minchas Chota comes before the Minchas Adav is because the Minchas Chota is mikaperes, and then that wouldn't apply to the Minchas Sota. It doesn't say that. Mipneishim ba'al chet katani. It's the reason which says that the Minchas Chota comes first because it comes because of a sin. Well, the Minchas Sota also comes because of a sin. Or, there definitely was a sin there because it definitely was stira, right? There was pinoy stira over there. So he says mikatani mipneishim mikaperes. It's coming to Mivara whether the woman did a chait. So the Gemara says, okay, so Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a different case. I'll bring you the following brisa. Tomorrow's daf. Tashma, after the Mishnah on Amud Beis. That's tomorrow. Tashma, Zoko Demis was Zok. Right? The Brisa brings the following case. Zok, this comes before this. Shazoba min achitin, vizoba min asorim. A comes before B, because A comes from chitin, and B comes from seorim. So, we know the sota comes from seorim. So, Gemara is going to say, my lav, minchas the double, minchas sota. What, we must be talking about over here the case, where A is a minchas the double, B is a minchas sota, and A comes before B, because it's chitin, and that's seorim. So, here we have a raya, that the minchas the double comes from minchas sota. Gemara says, no, who says that Brisa is talking about a minchas the double? Maybe it's talking about a minchas chota. Lo, minchas chota, minchas chota, minchas sota. Maybe that case is talking about the minchas chota, because you call the minchas sota. Not talking about the minchas chota, because the minchas chota also comes from chitin. Who says the chitin case, the A case, is the dava, maybe it's a minchas chota. So Gemara says, no, it can't be. Because if that's the case, if we're dealing with the case of comparing the chota to the sota, then typically, the hamecha paris or halomecha paris. And the reason she's given should be that A comes before B, because A is mecha paris and B is not mecha paris. So the Gemara says, Elamai. So you can tell me why. It's a Minchas Nadava. So why are you telling me the reason why it's a Minchas Nadava comes first is because it has Chitin, the other one has Saorin. Typically, to Una Shemin Lavona, but Zo and to Una Shemin Lavona. Maybe the reason should be given is because A has Shemin Lavona and B doesn't have Shemin Lavona. So the Gemara says, therefore you can't prove anything. Elachamitre Taima Nakit. Rather, the Gemara is giving one of potentially more than one reason. And therefore you can't prove that it's a Minchas Nadava. Maybe it's a Minchas Chota. You say the Minchas Chota should give a different reason. You're right. It could give that reason. It could give this reason. It's a Minchas Nadava. It also could give different reasons. So there's no clear-cut proof that that Bryce is talking about a Minchas Nadava. Right. You have to see what the rules are to apply. Right, but maybe it doesn't. Hopefully, but maybe that's not. Maybe when it comes to if it's more kadosh, you have to see how that plays in. We have to go through the rules in tomorrow's daf to figure out how that plays in, whether that's part of the calculus. Yeah, I think it means that you're on. The Kohen comes to do his work, and the guy. No, maybe it's the same Kohen. He's doing the work, right? Or they meet at the point at the exact same time. Which goes first? Yeah, the line. Guess so. One or the other. One or the other. One or the other. Well, you turn in your plates. You give it to the leasing guy. Chatas Ofe Kodemus the Olas Ofe. We say the Chatas Ofe comes before even the Olas Ofe. The Chatas Ofe comes first. So we know Hanimili. So where do we know this then? I think most people take out that here. So what does it mean we know Hanimili? We already had that in the Mishnah. Right. So we know Hanimili. We know Hanimili. How do we know this? The Gemara says the Mufra comes from the Tanar Bonas. We have the following case for the Bryson. But for somebody who's hired to bring two birds or two pigeons or two doves, one's supposed to be an Ola, one's supposed to be a Chatas. Okay? The Pasuk says, the Hikriv es asher l'chatas rishona. Your Makriv, the one that's a Chatas first. The Gemara at Bryson asks, Ma Talmud Lomar? What does that come to teach us that the Chatas comes first? She ain't Talmud Lomar, Lomar Shetikari Rishona. It's not teaching us what we think it says, that the Chatas should be brought on, should be brought onto his bed first. Sharek Bar Namar Esh Hasheni Yase Ola. You make the second one the Ola. So by telling me the second one's the Ola, I already know the first one was the Chatas. Ella, what's these words? The Hikri by Asher LaChatas is showing to come and teach us. Ella Zeb Bana'av. It's going to give us a binyanav. It's going to give us a rule. Zeb Bana'av. Mikol Chatos. For all Chatos, Sheyikdimu LaOla Habos Imahim. If ever you have a case where the Chatas comes with the Ola together, it's part of one unit, that the Chatas comes first. Right? That doesn't make a difference which animals they are. Bain chatas ha'of l'olas ha'of. A chatas ha'of comes before olas ha'of. Bain chatas behema l'olas behema. A chatas behema comes before an olas behema. And also, v'afilu chatas ha'of, even an oaf, a chatas bird, comes before an olas behema. Comes before an animal that's an ola. Chatas always comes first. So Gemara says Hilchach, therefore we need a couple of drushas. Why we need a drushas? The chatas ha'of olos ha'of. The chatas of kazer for olos ha'of. We learn from the pasuk we just said it's a sheni yasel ola, right? The chatas behema kazer for the olos behema. Read the Rabbi Rachmana we saw it yesterday, right? It says v'aseis achad chatas v'es achad ola. That's the Gemara on yesterday's daf. And then how do we know that chatas of comes before the olos behema? That's from the binyan of. So basically, we're going to ask questions on this Bryce. This Bryce just said that the chatas always comes before the ola. Now we're going to bring cases where the chatas does always come. That's still always come before the ola, right? So Toshma, give you the following case. That's what we just said. Chatas of before olos behema. So now the Gemara is going to question this rule. All right, the rule was that a chatas of comes before an olos behema. Let's question that. We have the following Bryce. Rabbi Lezer says, "Kol makom sheneschal for chatas kodemes." Okay, let's say you have the case. You have a case of a woman who has a baby, and she has to bring korbanos, but she's poor, so she brings the birds instead. So kol makom, every place where a wealthy person would bring a chatas behema, if a wealthy person would bring a chatas behema. Right, and then she switches it to two birds. This woman had to bring the chatas. Now she's too poor, so she brings two birds. So the birds are in lieu of the chatas. So the chatas kodemes. So when it comes to those two birds, the chatas bird will come before the ola bird because the ikar of this korban was a chatas. These two are in lieu of the chatas. The chatas comes first. But mikan by yoledes, right? By yoledes, ola kodemes. In her case. She brings two ofos, one for a ola, one for a chatas. We're going to say that the ola comes first. Why? Because the ola is also coming for an animal, right? Because a wealthy yoledes, what her halach was, is that if she was wealthy, she would have brought an ola from a behema and a chatas from an oaf. So now that she's poor, we're substituting this ola oaf for the ola animal. Well, this is the question. And you see here, if you're substituting for the ola would come first. Right? That's the question. And Rashi says, look, he says, because when it comes to a wealthy yoledes, she would bring a behemola ola and ofla chatas. And the poor woman is switching the behemola for an oaf. So since the wealthy person, we would have said the ola came first, because an ola's behemoth would come before the chatas oaf, that's the question. So too, in this case, when she brings the birds, the ola bird comes before the chatas bird. Our presumption was that the chatas oaf would come before the ola's behemoth. But this Bryce is saying, typically, the chatas bird comes before the ola's bird. Here, the ola bird would come before the chatas bird because if you went by the behema, the ola would come first. Because the Bryce is saying that the animals come before birds, which is against what we just said. That's the question. Right? Here's the reason, because kol makom fa'al chet chatas kodemes, v'kan ola kodemes. Because most places, which you have, the chatas comes for a sin. But when it comes to the yoledes, which goes on to the whole thing of why she brings the chatas, when it comes to the yoledes, she brings the korban chatas, she didn't do it in Aveira. So therefore the ola comes first. So the ola comes first before the ola's behema would come before the chatas oath, which is against what we said. And also, then he says another case, kol makom sheshnayim boim tachas chatas. Let's say a wealthy person would have brought a behema just for a chatas, and the ani, the Torah says, has to bring two instead of the chatas, then the chatas kodemes, the chatas come first, but by the yoledes, she brings the bird, the makom, the behema, the ola kodemes, the ola comes first. So you see from here, that by a wealthy yoledes, the ola's behema would come before the chatas oaf. And therefore, even when she's poor, the ola's oaf comes before the chatas oaf. That goes against our brisa. I really think in two aspects. Number one, it goes against that we said the chatas oaf comes before the ola's behema. You see here, the ola's behema would come before the chatas oaf. And number two, if she's poor, the ola's oaf comes before the chatas oaf, which is also against what we've learned. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, no, the Rabba says, No, the chatas oaf comes before the oath behema, like our binyanav. And what do we say that the yoledes comes first? That by the yoledes, the Torah said that the ola comes first. Is the mikra higdima kasa. That's only for kriya of the mikra. It has nothing to talk about the hakrava. The whole machlokes is what that means. I think that simply is one of the ways that we say is that when you bring the karbanos, you're supposed to read the parsha. And we say karbanos, right? You're supposed to say karbanos. We read the parsha. So you're saying here that maybe it means that you read that parsha of the ola first. Right? Rashi says, we'll look at the last Rashi, Lemikra hikdima kasa shetehe nikra'es be'inyan tchila. Aval ba'avodoson chatas kodemes. So he's saying that maybe it means when you talk about the ola first. Tosos says, okay, we might not have to mean it. Rashi the Katosos, he says, Perish b'kutcher shetehe nikra'es be'inyan tchila b'tema mach chidush v'zeh. So Mefarsh Rabbeinu Chaim, Rav Chaim is big in the Tosfos and Zochim. Mefarsh Rav Chaim, l'akdisha tchila sheyaktisha ola kodem echatas. And in this case, you have to do the hakdasha of the ola before the chatas, which is also against our Mishnah, right? Abal hakriv chatas kodemus, but the hakrav on the chatas comes first. Answers that question. We still have our rule. More brings another question against our rule. Tashma, the following case. He's talking about the following animals. Right, our case was that the chatas behema comes before the olas behema. So the Bryce says, parim kodemus le'elim. Cows come before the rams, the elim kodem the kvasim, the rams come before the sheep, the kvasim, right, the kvasim of the sheep, and the kvasim come before the seirim, the kvasim come before the goat. Right, seirim are the goats, the other way around. Right, so the rams come, okay, got it right. So Gemara says, my lav the chag. Aren't we talking about here about the karbanos on sukkahs? Right? Aren't we talking about the karbanos that are brought for musaf of chag of sukkahs? And we see, and on sukkahs, the halacha is that the kvasim that brought on chag of sukkahs are the ola, and the seirim that are brought on sukkahs are the chatas. Nevertheless, the Mishnah, the Brisa says that the kvasim are coming for the seirim, which means that the ola is coming for the chatas. That messes up our rule. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Why? We're not talking about the karbanos on sukkahs. We're talking about if you were given a davar for all these animals. They're all olos. And they're different types of, they were all olos, and four different nadavos came from these different animals. So right, so the Gemara says, par kodim le'elim, par shekain, nisrabu b'nisachim. Because if you bring a par, it has more libations. V'chein elim le'kvasim. And the elim come from the kvasim also because it has less than the parim, but it has more nisachim than the kvasim. Right, the lach is the minchas nechasachim, the par is shloshe esronim, the ayel is shnei esronim, and by the kevas is yisaron echad. But by the kvasim goes before the seirim, shekain is rabba alya. And the kevas comes before the seir because it also has the tail. So it has a tail, it's got more meat, I guess, going up. It's got more things going up on the mizbeach. That's what it says. He says, it's rabba alya. I don't know. The Gemara says, okay, so we saved our rule there again. Those are talking about olos. Next case, Tashma, following question. Par Kohen Mashiach. Okay, we go back to Horius. So the par, it's funny, if you learn these Gemaras just by itself, then you got to go through the whole sukkah of what these are. We learned Horius already, so we know what we're talking about. Let's go quickly. So Tashma, par Kohen Mashiach, the par Kohen Mashiach, which is a chatas, right? Kodim the Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibor. It goes before the Parhelm Dovah Shel Tzibor, which is also a chatas. The parhelm davish al tibor, which is a chatas, kodem the par vos achavim, which comes before, it would go before the par vos achavim, which would be an ola. Okay? And the par vos achavim, which is an ola, kodem the si'iri of vos achavim. That would come before the si'irim of vos achavim, which Rashi points out is a chatas. Do you see an ola coming for a chatas? The apple got the par vos achavim ola, even though the par vos achavim is an ola, and the si'iri of vos achavim are a chatas, nevertheless, the ola is coming for the chatas. So Gemara says, wait a second, I don't know, I'm not sure what the Gemara is asking now. So you see from here that an ola comes from a chatas. Gemara says, wait, but in a ratio, you see the power of the tzibor comes from the power of the chavim. But for the ratio, you see a chatas comes from an ola. What's Gemara asking? We know, chatas coming from an ola is what we know. So who cares that you found one that the chatas comes from an ola? If I find one, the ola coming from the chatas, that messes up the rule. You gave me a blank rule. And now, I don't know what the Gemara is asking there. Well, right, so the Gemara then answers. Gemara says, "B'chad mina mia lo karminon dechatas kadma." Gemara says that when it comes to one, something that comes from the same min, it's the same type of animal, right? One min, then everyone agrees that the chatas is kadma. That's what we said our rule. But ki karminim, what we said over here, that the ola comes first, it's betray mine, right? It's betray to minim. Okay? So our answer is ashachan ola the kol melachatas. We nevertheless you see that an ola comes before a katas. So the Gemara says, Amri Bar Rava, we're going to have two answers. Amri Bar Rava, they said in the West, and Baron Sanhedrin, that the Zion base points out, Amri Bar Rava is Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right? It's always Rabbi Yirmiyah. There you are. So that's why I held back before. So Amri Bar Rava, right? Mishmei de Rava Barbari, Chatas Ovodas Chokhavim Chaser Aleph. The Chatas, it's written Chaser, with Alan Aleph. The T, of course, the pasuk says, "V'ha'yim im ha'eda nesla shkagav asum kol ha'eda par b'mhakar echel ola osir izim echel dechatas." So since it's missing the aleph, they're going to darshin that it's not a real chatas, so therefore the ola can come before it. That's in the pasuk. Fine. Ravina Amar, he says, no, it's different answer. Ravina Amar kimishpat sidvah. It's in the pasuk that talks about these two karbanos. It says the word kimishpat, which basically means it's a gzeirus akasa to follow this order. It's kimishpat. Right? Pasuk says, "Bamidbar test most of Dalit." V'ha'yu imei enei ha'eda nesasal ishkaga v'asu kol ha'eda par ben pachar echad la'ola v'reach nicholach la'Hashem v'nfaskol v'nisgast v'nisgol kamishvat u'sir izim echad l'chatas. So the ola kamishvat l'chatas. So the mishvat tells me it's the order. The ola comes first. So the reason what comes first here is because it says in the Torah the ola comes first. So Moran says, wait a second. If that's the case, let's go back to our previous brayta, you know, that talked about the kabbalas of sukkahs. So it says, "Hashda the asus lahachi, afil team parim dechad." Because in that case, it's also talking about all the kabbalas of the korban musaf for sukkahs. Nami kimishbatim tzibuhu, because it says kimishbatam in those cases. So it has to go in that order. There's a whole tumult now with the achronim. Fine, so you have kimishbatam when it comes. So maybe that order only applies on sukkahs. It doesn't say kimishbatam on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos, on Pesach. It doesn't even say it on the first day of sukkahs. When he says in the last days, the last 6 days of Sukkot, in Shmini Atzeres. So some say, okay, so at least for Sukkot, at least for Rosh Hashanah points out, maybe on Sukkot, you could say there's another passage that teaches me that the first carbon of the first day is like the carbon of the other days. So then, on Sukkot, the Ola comes first. But when it comes to Pesach, when it comes to Shavuos, I'm assuming you have those Karbanos, the Ola would not come first. And it always bothered me. What do you say? We say the Piyot, we say, you know, all that whole thing. So how does it work? We say the Ola first, right? Think of the Sora. Ola comes first. So on Sukkot now I understand why. Well, why do we say the Ola before the Chatas on all the other on Pesach and Shavuos? Right? Isn't that the oops, sorry. Just have it anywhere? Should have it in here, right? Well, Tosis brought a riot from a Pesach. I knew I said, you set me up. Right? Right. Vetoda, Ola, Mincha, Chatas. Not only the Chatas is fourth. The Toda and the Ola and the Mincha coming from first. So maybe by Sukkot we have an answer for the Ola coming from the Chatas. So why do we say it here? Okay, fine. It's the same question that you have on that the Magen Avraham asked the same question on the Torah. The Torah brings down that every day you're supposed to say Karbanos. And the order that the Torah says talks about an Ola first. Let's look at the Karbanos. Tell me, does come first. There you go. Very good. Got that. Okay, good. Next. So Gemara Ibailu, following Suffolk. Chatas Oaf. The Chatas of an Oaf. Olas Behema. We've established now that the Chatas Oaf comes before the Olas Behema. And then you have Meiser. And we said before that the Olas Behema comes before a Meiser. They have three. One's A before B, B before C, but C's before A. So how's this going to work? Right? Chatas Oaf, the Olas Behema, or Meiser. And you have to be marked with three of them. Ezer may code them. Which one comes first? So let's say, Kikdom Chatas Oaf. Let the Chatas Oaf come first. Why? But because it comes before an Olas Behema. We say, no, Ika Meiser, the Kodimle. But we have a Meiser that first, right, the Meiser is supposed to come before the Chatas Oaf, like we said in our Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, okay, so lick the Meiser. Let the Meiser come first. Well, no, Ika Olas Behema, the Kabbalah. No, the Olas Behema comes before the Meiser Behema. That's what we also had in our Mishnah. So Gemara says, so take the Olas Behema. Let the Olas Behema come first. He goes, no, Ika Chatas Oaf, the Kabbalah. It goes first. Tosas asks, let's just bother. Tosas says, when the Tosas kicked him, the came up, kicked him, Chatas Oaf, the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, the Chatas Oaf should come first for Kabbalah. Why?
Ma olz behema shehi chamura v'kula kolik. All this behema is very chamur. It's completely burnt on the mizbeach. And it's a minzeba. And it's kodemis l'maiser. Nevertheless, the chatas of comes before the maiser. Sorry, kodemis l'maiser. The chatas of should also come before the maiser because she ain't a kolil, but olz behema kodemis l'maiser.
You have, despite the chumras of the ola, the chatas of comes first. So it should come before the maiser also. So the answer, he says, the chiddushu, the chadash ol kol ola, lo gamer minei. Not a logical reason over there. The chiddush that we learned it out. So once you have that chiddush, you can't necessarily expand it to go to the maiser. So the Gemara, what's the answer? So haka targimu, in Babel, they answer the question as follows. Min zevach adib. The concept that you're a zevach, that you're an animal, comes first. So that's the mile of the maiser, which is a zevach, is more important than anything else. And therefore, the Meister comes first. I don't know why the Meister would come first, right? That's what we're asking. Min zevach adif, v'yachdin Meister, v'yacharka chatas v'ola. V'ila ola behema lo masi kama v'chatas open zehra kasa. So min zevach comes first. So therefore, the Meister comes first. And then you have to have the chatas coming from the ola. So it's Meister, chatas oath, olos behema. The Ma'arava Amri in Eretz Yisrael said as follows, Ayla ba olos behema b'chatas oath v'agbosa mi'maiser. They say like this. They say basically the chatas oath comes first because the olos behema is the most chashuv animal, right? Similar to what Tosaf says. Right? The olos behema is kachik kachim and it's kula kolil. Nevertheless, the Torah will get made a gzera that the chatas oath comes before the olos behema, even though the olos behema is a minzeva. So therefore, you see that the min zevach is not an important factor. So there, so to hear the chatas oaf that comes with the olas behema, it comes before. So ayla ba olas behema bechatas oaf ve'agboim mimaiser. So the chashivas I'm not sure how you read this. Basically, it seems to be saying that you put the min you then somehow your mevatel the chashivas of the olas oaf, of the chatas oaf, and therefore the ola comes first. No. You see that when it comes to the chatas, the oaf comes first, because it takes away the whole concept of minzeva. So once it takes away that concept of the minzeva, so the chatas oaf comes first, then the olas behema, and then the maiser. I think that's how it goes. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kol chachato shebetorah kodomos kodmos lashamos. All chatos come before an asham. So you're supposed to be marking the chatos and the asham, the chatos comes first. As we said in our Mishnah, right, the chatos kodemus l'asham because it has the dalid, as opposed to, and it has the kronos and the yisod. Chutz me asham etzora. Except for the asham etzora. When the sora comes to become purified, it brings the chatos and the asham, and here we say that the asham comes first. Why? Did neshu bala hefsher? But it's going to be machshir, the person, to be power. Closest points out, what we're talking about. The chatos also is machshir. Because in Tomar, either Rabba, Chatas Hatzora, Adit, the Akshure, Umbechater. It kashers him, ends Mechater him. He says, in Shlomo, there's two answers. One answer he says, maybe no, because when you put the when you put the blood on the thumbs of the Mitzora, that's the blood of the Asher. You see, it's obviously more kashered. He says also, maybe the comparison over here is not the Chata, the Asher Mitzora and the Chatas Mitzora, maybe it's the Asher Mitzora and another Chatas, which comes to your Messiah's question, how does that work? And therefore, it's not a fit. The Chatas Mitzora would come from first. Here we're talking about Stama Chatas. Okay, kol hashamos shabatoro, all hashamos boin b'nei shtayim. They have to be 2 years old. Ubon b'kesef shkolim. They have to be worth a kesef shkolim, which is 2 sloyim. Chutzmei asham nazir, that's what we said, that's the most expensive carbon. Chutzmei asham nazir, except for the asham nazir and the asham etzora, shehein boin b'nei shnasan. They have to be within their first year of life. They ain't boin b'kesef shkolim. You don't have to pay so much for them. And the Gemara says, k'shem shik, the Mishnah continues, k'shem shik kodin b'hak rav asan, just like the kabbarnas that we mentioned in the Tadir, or the Mekudosh, right? They are first, when it comes to B'makim and Mezveah, Kozim Ba'achim Vasan. They also get those two kabbarnas in front of you to eat. You have to eat that, the Tadir or the Kudosh one first. Now the Gemara writes the following case. Shlomim Shal Emesh. Focus, we're showing what we're talking about. We're talking here about Achila or about Hakrava. We go with Tosos and Rabbi Shonim, not like Rashi on our Amud, but Rashi and Ashita, that talks about, we're talking about here about eating. So I have Shlomim Shal Emesh. I have shlomim that I brought yesterday, u'shlomim shel hayom. The shlomim that I brought today, shel emesh kolim l'shel hayom. I eat the ones yesterday before I eat the one today.
Tosafot points out the reason being is because it's going to come to Nosar sooner. It's a lot of time is going to go away soon. Then the same thing also. Shlomim shel emesh. If I have the shlomim of that were brought to the Zohar yesterday, the chatos the ashram shel yom and the chatos ashram today, the shlomim come first. The shlomim shel emesh kodman. Give Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the shlomim come first because Tosu says with the Tosu shlomim, Tosu says. It says elahainu time of the shlomim shel emesh ein lahem heter el ad halayla the chatos ashram shel yom ad haboker. They have extra time, or at least for chatos. Right, the shlomim were done at nightfall. He says, no, it doesn't make a difference about what the time is to go out. The chatos comes first because it's kachi kachi. The kulon and all them, hakohanim were showing lashanos, but you're allowed to eat them any way you want. The achim shluyim, right? You could do tzli, you could do roasted, the shlukim, you can mashal it, the sholim, the taste of tavlin kulin. You could put kulin spices in it, the tablet shumah. You can put shumah spices in it as well. Dibri Rav Shimon, that's what Rav Shimon says. Rav Meir Omer, we saw this from Meir before, he says, Lo ye tain le tof on tali truma. Don't put truma spices in there. Why? Because you may be in kachel based on psul. Because now there's truma that can be eaten for a longer time, now can be eaten only for a shorter time. Shelo ye vi truma li dei psul. Because if you put the truma into this basar, then it becomes noser after whatever the time. So therefore, he says, just use cooling spices. All right, have a good day.